Since these drone strikes have been carried out, we have witnessed several peculiar disease cases, and our press club have been frequently visited by those complainants who have developed skin and bronchus diseases in the aftermath of drone strikes. I would like to add further that the agriculture and the livestock is also showing pitiable condition. Therefore, we don't believe that they are firing only the missiles, because often we have seen the whole village appear to have been whitewashed in the aftermath of the drone attacks.
Various diseases.
Safiullah Gul, an eminent expert from Waziristan, says his small daughter died of blood cancer soon after she had developed just a skin disease. He believes the diseases were no more than the effects of some deadly chemical substances most likely used in the US drone attacks.
I myself lost my daughter, who was just 28 months old. She first developed a skin disease, and later on she was diagnosed, within a month she was diagnosed with a blood cancer patient. And at that time, even it was people were talking about that the chemical bombing is being carried out. The same is the case now, that wheresoever the drone attack is carried out, people in that area, they are complaining about skin diseases, lung infections, throat infections, and various kind of other diseases.
Besides, journalist from Waziristan Tribal Agency, which has recently been the main focus of drone attacks, say they have received several reports from the inhabitants and local doctors that these attacks are producing a much more disastrous effect on the entire population, with many developed psychological disorder and dumbness.
They think that we, the local people, are the supporters of militants. Therefore, they are trying to wipe out or at least incapacitate the whole tribal population. The local doctors and the affected people repeatedly come to us to raise this issue and demand the end of these attacks.
More than 2,000 of people, mostly women and children, have lost their lives in hundreds of U.S. drone attacks in the country's tribal region since August 2008.
The United States claims that the drone attacks target Al-Qaeda and pro-Taliban militants, whom it believes to be hiding in Pakistan's northwestern tribal belt. However, Pakistani officials as well as local people say that it is the innocent civilians who have borne the brunt of these attacks.
The drone attacks have aroused deep countrywide anger among the 180 million populations against the US. The Pakistani government has repeatedly protested these attacks and has called for an end to them. However, the US has rejected the demand. Zahid Hussain, Press TV, Peshawar.
On to Bahrain, where opposition party Al-Wefaq says the regime has put nearly 400 people on trial over their alleged roles in anti-regime protests. The party says up to 50 people have already been sentenced. It says the penalties range from short prison terms to execution. Meanwhile, the Islamic Human Rights Commission has held an emergency meeting at the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva, this to discuss the crisis in Bahrain. The rights group urged the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights to send a fact-finding mission to Bahrain to investigate abuses. The UK-based group also condemned Saudi Arabia for sending troops to the Persian Gulf. Sheikh Tim.
We from Islamic Human Rights Commission felt that we have to organize this side panel at the United Nations Human Rights Council meeting to highlight the atrocities and barbaric violence which has been unleashed against the ordinary people in Bahrain. And, you know, all the excuses that have been used of sectarianism and so forth are totally unacceptable. We have organized this emergency briefing to brief people here, for them to realize what is the reality of the oppression in Bahrain.
Well, meanwhile, the International Coalition Against Impunity is preparing to file a new case at The Hague against Saudi-backed Bahraini regime as well as Britain. The case against Manama is for its deadly crackdown on opposition protests, and London stands accused of training the Bahraini forces to suppress the protests. Here's more.
What is happening in Bahrain is something.
The chief representative of the International Coalition Against Impunity is to officially take a new complaint to the International Criminal Court against the Bahraini regime.
We have put a case before the ICC court before this time, but now we are preparing a more important case with more evidence to put it again before the court.
May Al-Khansa is to leave for The Hague on June 17th, along with 10 European lawyers. She's going to provide the ICC with a huge amount of evidence to prove crimes against humanity have been taking place in the Persian Gulf Sheikhdom. The images also show that a number of people have died under torture.
Now we have many new videos shows the crimes of Bahrainian government. Also as a new, we have the military force of United Kingdom. We accuse them in this new case.
The complaint will also point the finger at the UK military for training Bahraini troops to suppress opposition protests. According to British newspapers, Britain has been providing special training to Saudi troops sent into Bahrain to suppress anti-regime protests there. The Bahraini ruling family reportedly pays the UK government millions of pounds to train its military at the Sandhurst Military College. Media reports add that every year, Britain sends 20 military training teams to Saudi Arabia to train the kingdom's National Guard, the units deployed in the recent crackdown on protests in neighboring Bahrain. The complaint will accuse both Bahrain's Al-Khalifa regime and the UK military of genocide, crimes against humanity, and the use of restricted weapons.
What happened in Bahrain is the crimes against humanity, genocide, aggression, war crimes.
Bahrain's Saudi-backed regime is under fire by the international human rights organizations for its brutal repression of anti-government protests. Dozens of anti-government protesters have lost their lives. Many more have gone missing. Hundreds have been wounded and imprisoned since the Manama regime began its crackdown on opposition demonstrators in mid-February.
In Saudi Arabia, authorities have arrested six women for defying a driving ban and getting behind the wheel. The arrest happened in an empty car lot in the capital, Riyadh. The women were taken to a local police station after they were caught. The women have said they did not break the law because they had not been driving on the road. The arrest comes a week before a nationwide protest by Saudi women against the driving ban. On June the 17th, Saudi women are planning to get behind the wheel in a show of mass defiance of the ban. Saudi Arabia is the only country in the world that bans women from driving. In Britain, a member of parliament has been detained over an alleged sexual assault. Reports say Andrew Bridgen, a married father of two, is accused of assaulting a 29-year-old woman in central London. The woman is reportedly working at the parliamentary estate. Bridgen was later released on bail and is due to appear in court in mid-July. Bridgen is a member of the ruling Conservative Party and works in the Regulatory Reform Committee. The Conservative Party has declined to comment on the matter. A number of student and trade union groups have begun a campaign to fight against what they say is an all-out assault on the right to protest in the UK.
6 months ago, 22-year-old Alfie Meadows was allegedly beaten over the head by police during a major student protest against government spending cuts. He required 3 hours emergency brain surgery to save his life. Now, he himself has been charged with violent disorder by the police and faces a jail sentence.
Massive resources in a time of cuts in the police budget are being devoted to investigating, arresting and prosecuting protesters who often face charges entirely disproportionate to their alleged activities.
Another 22-year-old, Brian Simpson, has also been brought to court and could face up to 3 years in prison.
Under no definition of crime can I say that I've done anything criminal. Shouting on a megaphone, be part of a peaceful occupation. Windows being smashed is not violent, especially in comparison to the destruction of their education.
Over the past few months, the police have arrested hundreds of protesters for their role in various demonstrations against the government's austerity measures. The police have charged Alfie Meadows and a number of other students with a range of offences such as violent disorder and affray, but a growing number of voices claim the police themselves are out of control. Despite instances of police being caught on camera during protests using what appears to be excessive force, cases of police officers being held to account for their actions remain rare.
Who actually are the real vandals and who is actually perpetrating the real violence in our society? You have, on the one hand, you have a militarized force up against student protesters who are fighting for not only their lives or for their education or for lower fees, but for an entire generation's future. And we need to be saying that the violence in this society is a violence perpetrated against those at the sharp end of the austerity measures.
Earlier this month, the Independent Police Complaints Commission rejected complaints over this incident, where journalist and activist Jody McIntyre was dragged twice out of his wheelchair. The IPCC described the police's actions as justifiable and lawful. More generally, the police force has stood by its officers' conduct as necessary and measured. But a movement is now forming to fight against what activists see as a crackdown on dissent and the right to protest.
There were thousands of very angry people on that demonstration. We were leading that demonstration, and now as a consequence I'm looking at a criminal conviction and a 3-year jail term. That's how I see it, to be a political attack on me, and they want heads on plates.
Students and trade unions have been building bridges over the last few months and plan to hold a nationwide day of strike action and disruption later in June. In response, the government has threatened to tighten anti-strike law. Hassan Ghani, Press TV, London.
Well, you're watching the world news here on Press TV. Let's get you up to date with the headlines this hour. Pakistani experts and doctors say the U.S. missiles used to bomb the country are chemically contaminated. Bahrain and Britain are being taken to The Hague over Manama's killing of anti-regime protesters.
We have the military force of United Kingdom. We accuse them in this new case.
Bahrain's opposition says hundreds of people are being tried for taking part in anti-regime protests. A British lawmaker is arrested and bailed on suspicion of sexual assault. And British students and trade unions launch a campaign against what they call an all-out assault on the right to protest. We'll be right back.